Hi, Fiorella. You're almost Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you, Lindsay, for your time very much.
Yes, of course. Thank you for your time as well.
Thanks. So this is a tough one, I know, but I'm curious. You're such a unique artist. How would you describe yourself and your art?
I would describe myself as a storyteller. I love telling stories and uplifting people, and the violin, the dancing, the costumes are all, like, I guess, avenues that I use to do that. But at the end of the day, I'm a performer that uses storytelling.
And that's a great answer, you know? And you've been playing since you were very young, but what inspired you to play the violin? Why the violin?
Because my parents used to love classical music, and they would always play these classical records in our home when I was a child, and the violin, I noticed, always got the solos, and was kind of the star of the orchestra, so that's why I wanted to play violin.
And when you are creating your own music, what experiences or art inspire you? Because you were saying you describe yourself as a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
So what other... yeah, sorry?
So the question was what other art inspires me?
Yes.
I mean, I like connecting with people. Like, the artists that I love the most are artists that that I think, you know, use their creativity to do something different and unique that expresses who they are. And so because of that, I connect with them. You know, so I think I've always liked storytellers. I think that comes from the fact that from a very young age, my dad would tell me stories that inspired me and made me want to live a life of adventure. It made me want to live my own stories so that I could tell them. And I think I get inspired from everything from other artists and musicians to I've been inspired a lot by literature I've read. Even self-help books about, learning to better yourself. Like, those books inspire me. Sometimes films inspire me. So I get inspired by all sorts of different things.
And there's especially a lot of fantasy and epic and sci-fi elements in your art. Was that something that you always loved? And was it easy for you to combine those two things, your music, your art, with those elements like fantasy and sci-fi?
I mean, it always felt very natural. I think I've always liked fantasy a lot. And so to kind of make art that told that with, I guess that I always thought, the music videos would be more fun if they took place in a different world and in different kinds of clothes, and different, I just wanted my music to take people somewhere else than just, the kind of day-to-day that we are currently living. Like, let's go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And what about the look, the feel, and the sound of Artemis, your last album?
I guess it was just very inspired by storytelling, it sounds kind of like a broken record, but it was really fun this time to write an overarching story rather than just have little vignettes that kind of maybe were in this song or in that song, or like the Shatter Me story about the ballerina. That was, a story that I used in, previous tours and previous music videos. But this was like a full story. And so as I wrote the album, I was developing this comic book showing like the journey of all these people, these characters, and like developing their world and how they felt and the challenges that they faced because of what their world is going through and the culture and, relationships between characters. It just took storytelling from a very visual standpoint and like more symbolic stuff to very much more literal and practical, and it was really fun to practice a new style of art, and it made the writing of the album awesome.
You're a violin player and a musician and also a YouTube star. And that's like a great, weird, and awesome combination. What can you tell us about that?
The combination of being a YouTube personality and a musician?
Yeah.
I think that the sight of YouTube just allowed me to showcase the musician I was, you know, and before I discovered YouTube, I don't think I would have succeeded had it not been for YouTube, because I had tried to go the route of a label, and I tried to kind of do the more traditional way that everyone said you had to do in order to become a musician or an artist or famous or whatever it is, but YouTube allowed me to be exactly what I wanted to be, allowed me to showcase my creativity in the way that I saw it, not in somebody else's vision or somebody else's dime that's paying for it. When someone else pays for it, they have all the control over it, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I think it allowed me to stay pure to my art. And as a result of that, I don't think I would have succeeded had I, you know, had to wait for someone else to believe in me, or had I had to change for someone else to believe in me.
Mm-hmm. And we are very excited for your show. What can we expect? What are we going to see?
Lots of dancing, lots of costumes, really fun, light show. I mean, I like to think that my shows are very theatrical, you know, between the costumes and the music and the choreography. You know, we really do put on a show, and I put so much effort into the creation of said show, and, you know, I'm really proud of it, so I hope that the fans love it.
Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.